In come daddy from the plow. In come daddy from the plow. I want some dinner and I want it now. Groundhog. There's a piece of bread a-laying on the shelf. There's a piece of bread a-laying on the shelf. If you want some more, you got to get it yourself. Groundhog. He picked up his gun and he whistled to his dog. Picked up his gun and he whistled to his dog. Off to the wildwood to catch a groundhog. Groundhog. Two in a rock and a two in a log. And a two in a rock and a two in a log. Good Lord of mercy, what a big groundhog. Groundhog. Run here, Sal, with a 10-foot pole. Run here, Sal, with a 10-foot pole. Twist this groundhog out of his hole. Groundhog. Daddy returned in an hour and a half. Daddy returned in an hour and a half. Returned with a groundhog big as a calf. Groundhog. How them children whooped and cried. How them children whooped and cried. I love that groundhog stewed and fried. Groundhog. Took him home and tanned his hide. Took him home and tanned his hide. Made the best shoestring ever was tied. Groundhog. Meat's in the cover and the hide's in the churn. Meat's in the cover and the hide's in the churn. If that ain't groundhog, I'll be darned. Groundhog. In comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. In comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. Groundhog gravy all over her chin. Groundhog. Come here, Ma, look at Sam. Come here, Ma, and look at Sam. He's had all the meat and sopping out the pan. Groundhog. Old Aunt Sal was the mother of them all. Old Aunt Sal was the mother of them all. She fed them on groundhog before they could crawl. Groundhog.
Mm-hmm. You've got the most beautiful set of breasts. Oh,
mm-hmm. There's something wrong with the radio.
What's
See? Look. It's there's something wrong with the radio.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
God! Well, Jim, I'm glad you're here.
Jim E. Knight.
And this young fella today has the mentality of a little 3-year-old baby.
What you say now? Oh, it's one thing.
website, Sound of the Riddles, kicking it off tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Fresh to you, right off the Quill Records label. Okay? These guys somewhere out of Illinois, Doc and Dr. Doc Brown over there digging that kind of psych punk cha-cha action tonight.
Yep.
Tonight on the show, man. And of course, we kicked off the, really kicked off the show, we just better say, there with good old Pete Seeger. And the ground, his version. Groundhog there.
Jeez, I didn't even know.
Right? Good old Pete.
I didn't know that either. Wow.
And so, what can I tell you? Now, Chesty has stories she could tell you if we actually had the time and if she actually had a microphone. She has stories about how her ancestors, her mom used to go out back and smack the groundhog and bring it in and cook it up for supper.
Yeah.
Chesty, right?
Yeah, no problem. Skin it.
Now, you also need to remind our listeners there that if they go onto our website, they will see the most amazing, spectacular footage of Groundhog's Day. What was that, like 2009 or 10 or something?
Okay, yeah. Sure. If you on our website, Doc, go ahead, give them the address.
Let's www.lostdiscsradio.com. Discs with a C.
That's right. You spell the word discs with a C. Anyway, you look across there. There's a page for, Lost Discs picks, and in there, there's a fan gallery. And near the top of the page in the fan gallery, you'll see a picture of like what looks like a TV reporter. Well, if you hit that image, it'll actually play a little video from Groundhog Day 2008 in Punxsutawney, PA, where someone in the crowd behind that weather TV reporter there throws up a Lost Discs radio show sign.
A Good Morning America. Like, I mean, this went nationwide.
Yeah. It's like somebody with a homemade sign puts it up in the crowd behind that reporter. Yeah, and it was on Good Morning America. That's right.
Yep.
All right, so go dig that right now, lostdiscsradio.com. And in the meanwhile, say hi to Brad on the phonium line.
Woohoo!
Brad.
Yeah.
You're sitting in tonight for Master Joe Stax.
Yes, I am.
Who is MIA tonight. So no pressure there, Brad. But this is our buddy Brad from Grits Radio. Okay, so he has the cred, folks, to be sitting in, at least on the radio.
There we go. The cred.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Joe Stax has a gig tonight playing with his group, the Allegheny... Yeah, the Allegheny Rhythm Rangers. Okay, look them up sometime. Out there in Pittsburgh way. Well, look, we're just going to keep it moving here because we all know how the weather forecast has been and we all know what it's going to be. So let's just keep things moving here for the month of February now on Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, look out the window. There's an icicle on my bicycle.
Yeah, it's the out of sight sounds of Ray Sharp. Dig it.
Eskimo. That north wind, see how it blows. My nose, my toes, my clothes would be froze. Bridget, cause it's Bridget. And it just ain't fair for you to send me out there. And it's too cold, mother. And I don't wanna go to school. It won't hurt just to miss one day. And that north wind, see how it blows.
make to school by the second bell. I'm getting up. Yeah, the sun will come out anyway.
Rockin' radio.
Well, I was overseas and all alone. I wanted a picture from my baby back home. Well, tickety-doo-wop, 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 tickety-doo-wop.
Music.
I'll go change my clothes.
Spread light.
Okay, okay. So it's the Aztecs. It's the Aztecs, right? You didn't think that was the original,
now look,
did you? Because if you,
I prefer the Sean Cassidy version.
That's what I was gonna say, man. The original was not Sean Cassidy either, right? No, you better look that up, Doc. Brad, who did the original on that?
The Do Run Run. Well, the Crystals.
Yes, the Crystals. You see that? That's why we have Brad sitting in on the phone line there and keeping Stack's seat warm.
1963.
Yeah, back in 63. You see that? All right. So, yes, that was the Aztecs off the World Artists record label sometime in the mid-60s. And that's off like some whole, I got the 45 on that, but apparently there was a whole album, if you can believe it, of that remarkably mediocre kind of cover type action. And that's all I know about them. And before that, it was the West Coast Branch, okay, off the Valiant label. And these guys were, well, off the left coast somewhere. With, of course, their rendition of Spoonful. Brad, you were digging that, man. You're like a blues guitar guy. You're digging that version of Spoonful. Come on.
Absolutely. Great song.
Yeah. Yeah, can't get enough of that. Anybody who does that, it's hard to mess that song up. I'll tell you what. They got a solid version there. And before that, we had a little doo-wop action from the Starlarks. Okay, that was on the Ember Records label, the Starlarks with Send Me a Picture, Baby. Okay, and yes, we kicked off the set with Ray Sharp. Speaking of guitar players, they should have been bigger. Good old Ray Sharp there on the Monument label out of 1966, right? Many years after his one and only top 40 hit there, Linda Lou, right? So the thing he's mostly known for, but there it was. It's Too Cold from Ray Sharp. Okay, folks, the emails are coming in. Unbelievably, pre-show, it was Wayne in North Carolina that emailed in. He's grabbing it on our internet feed tonight, right? And he is glad to hear that we're all doing well this season. I didn't actually say we were doing well, but I guess it sounds like we must be doing well. Chesty, feeling pretty good, right?
Yeah, right.
Brad, you're doing all right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we are doing well. Matthew in Cleveland, Ohio. Listen to this. Now, all right, now everyone just hold on a minute. Just stop for a second.
Wait, huh?
Hold it. This guy, we don't know this guy, right? He's just one of these guys that found us somehow. He's listening to the show. Now, I'm going to read this because this is kind of sad. He says, I left a party early so that I could be home for tonight's Lost Disc Radio program. Right?
What a fan.
Now, what's sad about that?
Come on.
That's awesome.
The guy's hanging out. He's swinging. He's got chicks or whatever he's got grooving at this party. And he shuts that down to come back and listen to our program.
It's dedication.
Well, it's dedication. It's not, you know. I mean, hey, thanks, Matt. Yeah. And also, dig this. He says he remembers years ago we did a birthday program for Chesty in early February. So, to his recollection, he believes he needs to wish Chesty a happy birthday.
It's
so,
true.
Birthday felicitations from Matt in Cleveland, Ohio tonight for good old Chesty. If you can believe it. And here comes from good old Julie Ray. Julie Ray out in central PA somewhere, we believe. We know Julie Ray. She's a good friend of ours. She chimes in tonight saying how her dad's family used to eat groundhog all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Groundhog fritters and whatnot.
Groundhog dogs.
Yeah, they used to... They used to use the groundhog's bladder and blow it up like a balloon and then play baseball with it. I'm not kidding. This is what she says. And they would play with it until it burst. These are the kind of emails we're getting in tonight, folks. So if you want to join in on the and that kind of action, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Okay, now, Brad, this next record is... I want you to pay attention to this next record because I want your opinion on this. Okay? Now, this has got to be out of the late 50s. It's on the RCA label, and it's by a guy named Jimmy Dell. All right, all of that we could care less about. But the song is called She Won't Pet. Okay? Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, well, that's all well and good, but in the 1950s, people weren't that overtly making sexual references. So I'm wondering, is this guy really talking about what we think he might be talking about?
Heavy petting?
Or is there something else going on here that's more innocent than that? I'm going to want your opinion. Right.
You want my opinion? A dirty old man like me, you want my opinion? You know what I'm going to be thinking.
Well, Brad, great minds think alike. Okay, so let's just see how everybody feels about this one, man. Exclusively tonight, She Won't Pet from Jimmy Dale on Lost Discs Radio.
Susie makes me feel so cozy. Susie makes me feel so woozy. I'm a living, I've been living since we met. Better sense to clinch an order. I can love and cuddle daughter. But it's the morning that I want and she won't pet. Rosie sends me rooty tooty. Maisie always drives me crazy. But I love it and I wouldn't change it yet. I can rock and roll with Jeannie and she doesn't cost a penny. But it's the morning that I want and she won't pet. So cozy, Susie makes me feel so woozy. And with Lizzie, I've been dizzy since we met. It's a sense to Clinton order. I can love him, cuddle daughter. But it's Mona that I want, and she won't pet. Well, she won't pet. No, no, no. She wants to be.
Stand well back, let me through. Tonight is gonna be the night. I got things to tell you. Rusty's gonna treat you right. You'll learn to bounce your boobies, the right pill to use. How to get light from a fizzled out fuse. Flip it, pop it, just don't drop it. Tonight is gonna be the night. Now that you're here, I think it's time you'll learn what sex is all about. Listen close to every rhyme, and you'll never be in doubt. I'll tell you all the ways to do it, except for three. I tell you those, honey, but they're my job guarantee. Flip it, flop it, just don't drop it. Tonight is gonna be the night. Uh-huh. Oh, here's where the sexy people are. You gotta get out and get it while the getting is good. You gotta stoke the fire before you run out of wood. The Peter Rabbit habit is the only cure. It beats cold showers, Daddy, that's for sure. Kick your heels high, relax and lay back. Now see how that tingles in your sacroiliac. Man loves woman, but oh, what a crime. You say, do you beat your wife? He says, hell, every time. So I say, here's to sex, and it's time your plans were made. Try it tonight, see if it checks. You'll be happy once your plans are laid and laid. Just think you'll have mastered a trade. You may have a little dinghy or a great big yacht, but unless you launch it, Daddy, it all goes to pot. Flip it, flop it, just don't drop it. Tonight is gonna be the night, that's right. Tonight is gonna be the night. You know, fellas, if you're having trouble with your sex life, I want you to take a little hint from Rusty. When you leave here tonight, I want you to drive into a Shell service station. Order a glass of Platformate. Have her drink it down, and I'll guarantee she'll go further than she's ever gone before. 'Cause tonight is gonna be the night. Are you ready?
good evening. As most of you know, we have gathered here this evening to discuss a very intimate subject.
Wieners.
And I want to thank each and every one of you for coming in here tonight and giving it up so we can talk about it.
Hey, Jane.
Yeah.
Well, bee-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-doodle, I don't mean maybe. Bee-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-doodle, I don't mean maybe. Bee-bop-a-doodle, she is my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll. She's a woman in red blue jeans. She's a woman that's a queen of the teens. She's the one, a woman that I know. She's a woman that loves me so. Bee-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-doodle, I don't mean baby. Bee-bop-a-doodle, she is my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll. She's got that beat, and she's a woman with the flying feet. She's the one, a woman that I know. She's a woman that loves me so. Bee-bop-a-doodle, she's my baby. Bee-bop-a-doodle, I don't mean maybe. Bee-bop-a-doodle, she is my baby doll, my baby doll, my baby doll.
Lost Discs Radio.
Well, come on, let's go. This'll take another half hour.
I should have.
Everly Brothers, okay, right off the Warner Brother label, right out of the early 60s with their version of that old standard Temptation, right? Okay, that one did not chart very high for the Everlys, but nonetheless, it's their version. And of course, we also, right before that, because it was a twin spin from the Everlys, it was their version of Bebopalula. And yeah, I was just saying off mic here to Dr. Doc Brown how back in the day, man, that's the version I had first. And when I actually got around to hearing Gene Vincent's version years later, I was, well, I was a little disappointed. I hate to break that news to you. I know that's sacrilegious, Doc.
No, but not to me.
It's the harmonies that get you on the Everly's version, man. It's a nice, solid version, I'd say. But anyways, yes, for poor old Phil Everly, who passed away last month, and...
well, I missed that one, too.
I don't know. Because, like I was saying before, Doc, that's how I learned how to sing part harmony, is listening to all them Everly's records. And by the way, their best stuff was on the Cadence label.
Was Don still alive?
Cadence label, yeah.
Right? And which Bebopalula was on. Phil is survived by his brother Don.
Okay.
At this point, so. And Rusty Warren, yes, of course, off the Jubilee label from the Rusty Rides Again LP. Tonight's going to be the night, and we kicked off the set with Jimmy Dell on RCA doing She Won't Pet. Now, Brad, we would like your interpretation here. She won't pet.
Of petting? Okay, I have a question about petting. I would let everybody knows what the next level of petting would be. Where is the line? Right? Where is the line that, stops and there's petting and then there's after petting?
Yeah, well, Doc?
Heavy petting.
Jesty? God.
Everyone is dumbfounded.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought Jesty would say something about a nipple being involved in the petting. I mean, once you get to a certain
petting,
point...
Petting, or would that be beyond petting?
I would think that would be at the beyond point.
Really?
It was fun when they had to come up with all these code words.
All right. Jesty's not on a microphone. She's saying really interesting things, but she's going to have to get on a microphone sooner or later. And by the way, Brad, what are you drinking tonight? We need to know.
Well, of course I'm drinking America's favorite beer, Miller High Life.
Is it the champagne of beers, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Jesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Now listen to me. Do as I say. Get dressed. I'll be over there in 5 minutes. We're going back to the police station.
Good evening, everybody. Tonight in Lost Disc Radio, you know, we love February. It's all our favorite things. We have Chinese New Year. We have Groundhog's Day. We have President's Day. We have Valentine's Day. And I just want to know if any of you out there
pauses.
Have had any tattoos inspired by love, and do you regret them? And maybe while listening to this song, you could email in and let me know about your tattoos. I have no tattoos. If I had one, I would get one on my ass, though. And maybe it would say Lost Disc Radio. I'm not really
Whoa.
Sure.
That's...
Whoa.
Thanks for the update on that.
What?
On the Liberty label, I have What Do I Do With My New Tattoo of You? By Ooh. Dean Jones.
Wow, let's dig it. Thanks. Let me know when you get that tattoo worked out on your hand.
What do I do with my new tattoo of you?
Tattoo!
What do I do with my new tattoo of you?
Tattoo!
You told me what to do with my ring and my friendship bracelet too. But what do I do with my new tattoo of you? You told me to put them away for someone new.
Tattoo.
You told me goodbye, honey, baby, we are through. But what am I to do on the night when I'm all alone and blue? And what do I do with my new tattoo of you? I know the mighty mountain crumbled. Nothing in life endures. Where will I ever find a girl the same initials as yours? Oh, what do I do with my new tattoo of you?
Tattoo.
I won't wash off or unbutton or unscrew. You told me I should lock up my love like a tiger in a zoo. But what do I do with my new tattoo of you? I know the mighty mountain crumbles, nothing in life endures. Where will I ever find a girl with the same initials as yours? Oh, what do I do with my new tattoo of you? I won't wash off or unbutton, won't even unscrew. Told me I should lock up my love like a tiger in a zoo. But what do I do with my new tattoo of you? Oh, what do I do with my new tattoo of you?
I scrubbed for an hour and a half on it last night. I used every kind of soap we had in the house. Bleach won't help it. Tried paint remover. Vitamin C didn't help. I even tried that greasy kid stuff on it. Tonight I'm gonna dry a wire brush on it, but I doubt it.
We're just having a great time spinning some tunes, playing a lot of great music, a lot of lost music, a lot of music that nobody gets to hear.
If I listened long enough to you, I'd find the way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight-faced while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else.
Someone like you makes it easy to give, never think about myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. That you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
I mean, that was a pretty sweet piece of sound, really.
Yeah.
kind of an awkward fade there for Link Ray. That one's going out to Chesty for her birthday. Yeah, that's right, Chesty's birthday coming up here in about 2 days. And, of course, she's a big Link Ray fan. We all remember the time we went down to that biker bar in New London, Connecticut, to see Link Ray play live at midnight. Right, Chesty? You remember that? Get on the microphone there, Chesty. Okay, never mind. So, yes, Link Ray, some obscure, I don't know, that keyboard sound there really smacks of like an 80s kind of groove. So who knows? You know, Link Ray had a long and great career. Very underrated. Brad, your thoughts on Link Ray, man? Come on.
Ray and his Ray men? Oh, man, come on. He's right up there with guys like Duane Eddy and guitar players.
Yeah, I put Link Ray above Duane Eddy. I think history eventually will...
Yeah, I think you're right.
...will prove that Duane Eddy was okay, but, yeah, man, the real chops...
He's not above Dick Dale.
He is not above Dick Dale. That is true.
But he is above Dick Dale.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Brad. But yes, Link Ray, always welcome here on Lost Discs Radio. And before that, it was Hearts and Flowers. Right, Doc? That's a group.
Hearts and Flowers. Oh, nice.
Off the Capitol label.
It's all Hearts and Flowers.
And they're covering the old Tim Hardin tune there, Reason to Believe, with some nice, tight, country-fied rock.
Not the movie star.
Harmonies. Tim Hardin. The Tim Hardin. Brad, what's the matter?
Oh, no. No, sorry.
And, hey, he's not Joe Stax, folks. What do you want? Kicked off with Chesty's Chick Pick from Dean Jones on the Liberty label. What'll I do with my new tattoo of you? And by the way, emails are sort of coming in, but not about tattoos. Folks, Chesty requested if you wanted to fess up about your...
They coming in about petting?
Embarrassing tattoo or your embarrassing petting stories from when you were, you know...
The petting stories.
Kid.
We were interested in.
But here coming... Now, this is a good one coming in from Ken in Toronto. It's cold and snowy, and they're predicting 8 inches of fresh snow to blow tomorrow. And he's asking that we please don't tell Mayor Rob Ford about that... down the pike there.
Good one.
Inches and petting.
Yeah, folks, that's...
petting.
It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com, in case you cared, and in case you were ready for some more unrequited love-type action here on the February 2014 edition of Lost Discs Radio, we're gonna kick off this last set of music here from an LP on the Uni Records label. It's from the rare third album by Fevertree, which really isn't very good, folks. But that's okay. Here's a psych pop tune called "Love Makes the Sunrise" from Fevertree.
Love makes the sunrise. Love makes the sunset. Love is the only thing I haven't had yet. Love. Oh, love. Come with me, before it's colder, girl. Oh, come with me, before older, girl. Come with me, tell me the story of. Show me the glory of love. Teach me. Teach me to love every flower, every tree. Teach me to love even me. Oh, cause love makes the sunrise, love makes the sunset. Love is the only thing I haven't had yet, love. Love makes the sunrise and love makes the sunset. Love is the only thing, the only thing I haven't had. Oh, I haven't had it.
yet. Love.
Radio.
Most heads consider its importance second only to sex.
You schemed and tried to trap me when my resistance was low. You smothered me with kisses till I'm crawling full of dough. You picked my love to pieces and stole an ill apart. So take my overwhelming love and cram it up your heart. My heart's filled with nausea for the things you say and do. I've tried on all your bags, now I'm gonna find one new. You talk in circles and you don't act too very smart. So take my overwhelming love and cram it up your heart. Take my overwhelming love and cram it straight up your heart.
Had enough.
I can't stand reality.
You
Da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum.
A lot of Lost music.
You want me to say I love you. You want me to say I'll keep you. I know. You want me to say I need you. You want me to say I'll stay, but you know. Don't ask me to say I love you. It's not really fair, you know. You know I'll always love him. If only I could forget him, I come to you, my friend. I'd love to say I could give you happiness. Want him so badly, I'll dream of him forever. You know, it hurts me to see you crying, but I can't help by lying. You know.
Haunting sounds of Jennifer Lewis and Angela Strange.
Yeah.
Off the Verve Folkways label, okay, with You Know. Sure, before that, now this was off the White Whale label, right? You dig? Professor Morrison's Lollipop. Yes, it was the White Whale was the Turtles label that they owned, you know. Back in all that stuff came out in the late 60s on White Whale. And no, Professor Morrison's Lollipop was the group, right? With You Got Love, baby. And before that, I suppose it, well, now look, Chesty.
Baby.
Chesty, you can take my overwhelming love and cram it straight up your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the Hombres. And you know them from their minor hit with Let It All Hang Out. Bank of it. Yeah. Yeah, that's what that was. And they were off the Verve Forecast label, interestingly enough. They're out of 1967. And yes, we kicked it off with Fever Tree. All right, folks, bringing to an end this hour of the Lost Discs radio show. Hey, stay tuned. Actually, get over to rockinradio.com. Okay? That's where our buddies, our partners in crime, who do these kind of obscure oldies shows are always hanging out for you. It is the RLT Archives Music Magazine. You can dig that over at rockinradio.com on the Listen Now page. And now also over there you'll find the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And of course, our buddy Brian Phillips, man, the electrophonic sound of Bri-Fi Phillips. Check them out while you're checking us out over at our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. And Brad. Hey, Brad.
Hello.
How could somebody find Grits Radio online?
Well, you can Google Grits Radio. It'll bring you to Grits Radio at pml.ol.com. And click on the listen link, and your player should open and play the stream.
And how do you describe that stream? It's like Eclectic Americana or something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, so check out Brad over at Grits Radio. He's on 24/7, folks.
That's for sure.
And you should just, you know, bookmark it and set it and forget it and let it play all day is what we do every once in a while.
How you get the full effect that is you can't listen to it for an hour. You have to listen to it for a few hours before you appreciate it.
Yeah, you get the full breadth.
It only takes about 5 minutes to listen to our show and realize that you made a big mistake.
Yeah. All right, so you can go back to that party. That what if that guy in Cleveland's already gone back to that party by now, you know?
So hard on the beaver there, Doc.
All right, so thanks for sitting shotgun. Now, look, we're going for another hour on 5110, right? We're taking it all the way up till midnight. So, folks, we hope you're digging it and you have dug it. And so, good night, Chesty.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And good night, Doc.
Oh, yes. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Brad. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.